family farmers and ranchers are operating in an extremely consolidated agricultural marketplace where lack of competition provides the major meat companies with tremendous power. The Farmer Fair Practices rules provide family farmers and ranchers with the most basic of protections against egregious and anti-competitive practices. They are long overdue, and we urge USDA to finalize them as soon as possible. Due to a lack of competition across the agricultural sector, farmers are subject to both the bargaining power of sellers of agricultural inputs and the bargaining power of buyers of the products farmers grow. The development of contract farming as the model in the poultry and hog sector has institutionalized the monopsony-monopoly relations between farm and agricultural businesses and the ability of the latter to capture value by the producer through price manipulation. The two parties that negotiate the contract are simply not equal. This asymmetrical power results in undue influence over contract farmers. The status quo system of indentured servitude by contract growers who are subject to increasingly offensive demands by integrators is simply unacceptable. Congress passed the act with recognition that the previous antitrust acts did not adequately protect farmers and consumers from the monopolistic practices of the meatpacking industry. The act set out to regulate meatpackers engaging in unfair or deceptive practices that harm individual farmers. Over the last few decades, judicial decisions have weakened the original act, providing farmers and ranchers with less protection in a more challenging marketplace. These rules would go a long way to make sure that farmers and ranchers can continue to operate with basic protections under the law.